Yes, now, and welcome back to episode 103 of the Top Loaded Podcast. And it has been an absolute bumper week for releases. And that's what we will be talking about today, obviously, F1 Chrome. But most importantly, the set that's taken everyone by storm and is going down an absolute treat on whatever platform you're buying into it, breaking it, buying or selling it. Obviously, that is Premier League Prism. But first of all, H, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Ron. Very well. Like you said, pretty much hit the nail on the head. It's been a hell of a week, obviously, for releases. A lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, a lot to sort of, you know, delve into, should I say. But yeah, it's been a hell of a release. And I think, yeah, one that was going to get a lot of talking points in this episode.
Yeah, like I say, it's been an absolute sensational release for Premier League Prism and obviously F1 Chrome. We're going to be basically talking about this one, saying what we think of it. I think there's no surprise ever. There's a reason why everyone's breaking this prism, especially a first line. But we'll talk about very briefly, about the lovely guys over at Fanatec and Space, who yet again are powering up this episode of the Top Loaded Podcast. Your number one spot for supplies, custom cast down, bat balls, custom mats. You name it. And don't forget the grey preparation kits, because they know I've cleaned up them cards well, like they did with Maestina at London Card Show. But don't forget as well, use TTP10 at checkout for 10% off, or use the link in our bio. And before we talk about Premier League Prism, F1 have finally released a set again. Thankfully, it's not that paper stuff, which everyone's kind of happy to see the back of. However, obviously, it's very new. We're recording this on the Saturday. F1 come out yesterday, so it's been very limited what we've seen so far. But early thoughts as an F1 collector, obviously, your man Gasly's in it, Steiner's in it, which not to try and get emotional.
Last year.
Could be his last one for a while. So how are you finding it so far, the brief look that we've got so far?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we've not really seen a whole lot. I think I have seen a one-of-one Gasly that's already been pulled. I saw that on Instagram earlier, so that's pretty much me done. But no, that's it. Yeah, I've seen a fair few, obviously, you know, breaks or sort of hits up on Instagram, and they look nice. I mean, it's always a difficult one because you've got 2020, the absolute pinnacle of F1 top scoring to compete with, so it's never going to be as good as 2020. Do I think it's better than last year's? Yes. Do I think it's better than 2020?
Probably not the hardest thing, to be honest. If we put it straight.
Yeah, I was sort of, you know, I'm sort of trying to give a bit of justice there, but but I don't think it's probably as good as 2021.
Yeah.
I do like the fact they've brought back the team logos. I think that's a bit of a plus. I think they've lost the track circuits now, have they?
Or the
Grand Prix.
I think they're still in there, but I think it's not. I think it's potentially just a new track, so I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
Right, yeah.
I'll have a look at that now, but I believe I've seen Vegas one already. I believe I've seen that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I'll have a look at that now while you keep on talking, because I'm sure there is some in there, but maybe not every racetrack like last year.
I'm about to say, I can't lie, because I haven't actually looked at the checklist myself, in all honesty. But yeah, I do think adding the team logos back in there is another big win. I think they were really popular in 2020. Yeah, like we said, you know, it's probably the last year for my man Gunther Steiner to be in probably Topps Chrome, I would imagine. Now he's left, obviously, Haas. So, yeah, obviously, we'd love to try and get some low number parallels, or, you know, the one-of-one of his from this year. But, yeah, I guess initial thoughts, it's quite hard to tell still, that only literally being released 24 hours ago. But, I mean, at the moment, it does look as good as it can do. Nothing really outstanding, nothing really taking your breath away. It's a nice product, you know. Topps Chrome always does well for F1. I think, you know, arguably the scene maybe has quietened off a little bit now. Obviously, we're in the off season, and no doubt, you know, when the season starts again in a couple of weeks, I think it's in March, I think it might be, that, you know, I'm sure that the Topps Chrome will take off when the season starts again, inevitably. But yeah, I said a few good additions, a few good returning additions, obviously, in this year's Topps Chrome. So yeah, overall, I think it is it's a good release, strong release. But I said probably nothing that is going to be any different, should I say, from last year almost.
Yeah, so the Arc du Grand Prix separates. There's only five cars in it this year, which is Miami, right, Mexico, d'Italia, British Grand Prix, and US. But if you're feeling very lucky, anyone out there, if you want to pull the one of these Arc du Grand Prix ones, it's one in every 268,428 packs. So if you're lucky with that is a very high print run. But like I say, I think the main thing that I always see that people say about F1, and I'm personally, I don't like it, and I'm going to ask you your opinion on this, is for people who don't know, obviously in Champions League chrome or whatever other chrome it may be, there is unnumbered parallels, which are just a certain colour, which is different to the rest. However, they go for these dual colours, which are not numbered, but short print, like you get a red-orange. So you think you're getting an orange, which is to 25, or you think you're getting a red to 5, but in fact, it's neither and it's not numbered. Or there's a purple and green, so purple and red, I think, as well.
I think it's orange and red as well, isn't there? Or yeah. Red and orange. Or
which, for me personally, looking at it, is the biggest tease ever. I was watching Carl Collector 2's video of when he was opening boxes yesterday, and you see him, he's sliding through and goes like that. I was like, I've got red. And then you see him go, oh, no, the other side's orange. That's a big tease. Well, how do you feel about that? Would you rather it be like that, or just a completely different colour scheme where it's nothing to do with the red and orange parallels, which are already in the set and super short print?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. I know, I think from the last couple of years, I think last year in F1 as well, they did the same thing. You know, having these, like, you know, purple and whatever parallels and red and orange parallels and black and red parallels. And they're just a bit weird. You're almost combining two parallel colours to make it a non-parallel. It doesn't really calculate particularly straightforward. I just would rather just take them out. I don't think there's much. I think you're better off making a completely separate colour and making that a normal parallel, or a normal just, you know, base insert colour, if you like. So yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. Yeah, I can't lie. I probably sit on your side of the fence with that one in terms of, you know, the popularity or the need for that sort of colour parallel. But you know, it's one of them things. Obviously, the bigger picture obviously is obviously it's a good release. But yeah, little bits like that, I think you just need to try and streamline it a bit more to take away those sort of, you know, unneeded colour parallels, if you like.
Yeah, like I say as well, the main new addition to this set in comparison to the previous year's chrome was the addition of legends. Obviously, your likes of Ayrton Senna, Michael Schumacher, Prost, Coulthard. Obviously, it's going to be always slightly different because licensing with the old teams are always going to be a bit tricky. But nice to see, obviously, these legends being included. Obviously, Schumacher and Ayrton Senna, two of the greatest. I think most people consider in two of the top three, if not two of the top four conversations. So it was always intriguing how they done that. Obviously, it's going to be slightly different to a normal checklist. If anyone hasn't seen it, head over to CarPlay 2, because he actually does pull out a 5 of one of the legends, which is a very nice card. Obviously, I've seen elsewhere as well, the Michael Schumacher, obviously, he's in the red outfit, but without Ferrari on it. So it's a bit of a shame in that way that the legends are in like the plain jerseys rather than like the plain race suits rather than the actual makers ones. But do you think that's going to be quite intriguing over the next like coming days and weeks of how the legends go down price-wise as well as interest-wise? Because obviously most people will be chasing Max or Lewis or Lando or George. But it'd be quite intriguing to see how these Ayrton Sennas, Schumachers, Prost, Coulthards all do.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I saw an Instagram story out from somebody the other day saying, why is it there's always like the Ayrton Senna spot left in a break? Yeah. And yeah, whether that's, you know, I mean, you've got what, Alan Prost, Nigel Mansell, Ayrton Senna, Michael Schumacher, and David Coulthard. So you've arguably got five of, you know, the biggest legend names within F1. So yeah, so I don't know what they're going for at the moment. I don't know sort of what they're likely to go for. But I'd imagine sort of, you know, the lower numbered parallels of those legends would probably go for a little bit. You know, there's not really many other legend F1 cards out there within Chrome. You know, so I know you've got like the Senna Tops now, or I think there was a Senna Tops set that was released. But in terms of Michael Schumacher, for example, unless you take out 1996 Grid from Formula One, obviously their rookie cars for Senna and Schumacher were in there. You haven't really got any other sort of, you know, higher end sets with F1 legends. So it's a brand new edition. I don't see any reason why, you know, it wouldn't do well. So, but it just seems interesting that apparently, from what I've read, that it always seems to be the same spots that are left over in terms of Ayrton Senna, for example. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of different sort of variations within F1, within the Topps Chrome set again. So yeah, I mean, it does look good. I mean, I'm just literally looking at the picture on the checklist and the constructor's crest, and obviously the Art de Grand Prix. They both look, very cool designs again. But yeah, the Legend's a good addition. I do like it. I think it's good to see that they've rolled it out with a smaller number rather than releasing like 10 to 15 different Legend cards. You've got five. See how that gets on. See how sort of popular that is, and then obviously revisit it again for next year. But yeah, be interesting to see how that one plays out.
Yeah, and I was going to say, when we talk about these new sets, we always talk about what cards we might go for if we're going to participate or not. So my question to you, obviously being a collector, will you participate in any breaks, buy singles, or leave it alone?
Breaks is definitely a no. But I would possibly look to pick up, obviously, Steiner, if there's sort of any nice low number parallels that come available, or autos or printing plates, 101s, etc. But no, I'm not. I probably wouldn't rush. In all honesty, if they come available, they come available. But I would be sort of keeping an eye on it, if you like, to see if anything gets pulled or if any breaks or anything like that. I think I'll still hunt for my 2021 flagship that I still haven't found.
Yeah, one day that will pop up. No doubt it's going to be one of them sitting at an American show somewhere. So we might have to go stateside to find it for you. So that might be the goal of 2025 potentially. But turning our attention now to the big release, I think fair to say that there's one clear big release so far of 2024. Obviously, last Monday, see first off the line release for Premier League Prism, followed by Hobby on Wednesday, and then coming up in a couple of weeks is Breakaway, sorry, Choice, and then Breakaway follows in March. Before we talk about it individually, or first off, Light and Hobby, what a set! I think that's I'm in an airing before it. I see the checklist and I was like, right, the checklist is good. I quite like the looks of the checklist. There's a few players that I'd be interested in, but I think both of us are going to agree, and I think a lot of people listening, especially them, unfortunately, obviously have their teams that are actually in it, or people you PC. The set looks even better than I was hoping it to. Fantastic release overall. Very, very happy so far.
Oh, unbelievable. I think every single day me and you have just sent screenshots to each other of different pulls and just saying what a product, what a design, what a picture, what a card. It's really, I think, surprised me. I know obviously Prism last year was still a good release. There's a lot of sort of, little niggles or a little bit of a, oh, that's nah. Poor picture designs, poor quality control, whatever. But no, they've absolutely smashed it with Prism released this year. I think it's been absolutely incredible. The first products in a little while, I think probably since Stadium Club Chrome, that I've been like, yeah, I'll enter a break on this. Because it has been, yeah, it's an incredible release. Yeah, hats off to them. I think they've done an absolutely incredible job, Panini. So yeah, fair play to them. It is incredible.
Yeah, obviously we're going to have to turn our attentions to first off the line first. And I've got to admit, I've watched probably a good 12 to 15 cases of it be open now. It's a really fun product to actually just watch. So for people who don't know or haven't seen it so far, you're guaranteed at least two blue shimmers per box. So you're going to get a base one, on average a base one and an auto. Sometimes you can get a base one and an auto and an insert. Or in one occasion, I see two base, an insert, and an auto, and a black shimmer one of one in a box. So these boxes are absolutely stacked. I've seen greens, I've seen golds, I've seen everything, apart from a color blast. That's still the only thing I've not seen pulled in these boxes, because we're led to believe it's one in five cases area for a color blast. It's not confirmed, but that's the rough average of some of the bigger breakers and what they've pulled. So before we talk about the black shimmers, the blue shimmers are incredible to look at, as well in the insert form. So before, blue shimmers have been something, sometimes I've not been a fan of them. Sometimes they were this lighter, like teal blue, but it's now like a richer dark blue and they look incredible.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I think, I think we're even way back where I think me obviously trade night, I think at London, we picked up, was it a Gabrielle blue shimmer auto, I think you did. So even back then, the blue shimmers were such a nice card design. So now to see them you know, in every box, you know, at least an insert and an auto. So yeah, what a design, what a cars. I think the blue shimmer is fantastic. And it's also, yeah, a much sort of, you know, deeper blue, which is obviously is a lot nicer. But yeah, it looks incredible. Absolutely amazing.
And going on now to one that I think the best looking parallels I've ever seen. I really want to see one in person. The black shimmer is something different. The black hobby, just the pure black, is beautiful anyway. But with the shimmer effect on it, it's just stunning to look at. Obviously, quite a few have been pulled now because first off, the line is getting absolutely teared through around the world. And there's probably not much of it left to be ripped open. I don't know how many cases there are left. But they are a chase for a reason. They are aesthetically very pleasing to look at. And gives this new added factor of first off the line having its own 101s. Gives it a bit more of a pulling power of, all right, you can get hobby 101s, but you can get first off the line 101 black shimmers. They are not to be disappointed. They are, yet again, credit to Panini, the shimmers this year smashed it.
I mean, yeah, I think, you know, the box ratio at the moment is, I think, another. I've never seen so many blue shimmers and 101s pulled in case breaks, four box breaks, whatever. I think, you know, on average is working out around about either a blue shimmer or a black shimmer 101, and then either a blue shimmer auto or a black shimmer 101 auto per box. So the likelihood of you pulling a 101 in every box is obviously, what, 50-50? Probably in terms of you getting a 101 in every box. So yeah, the ratio to you putting blue shimmers and black shimmers is just out of this world. So people entering these breaks obviously feel as though they've got more of a chance to hit a lower numbered card. Obviously your chances are obviously still relatively slim depending on the spot you've got, but I've never seen so many blue shimmers and black shimmers pulled in single streams and single sort of break slash cases. So yeah, the design is incredible. You know, we know how good the blue shimmer is, but now to introduce a black shimmer as a one of one, yeah, it just looks amazing. And the cards that we've seen already that have been pulled look just as good as they sound. So you said, yeah, like you said, just seeing obviously one in person, hopefully over time. But yeah, I mean the black shimmer definitely is the creme de la creme of first off the line.
Like I say, I think they speculated that there's 450 cases of first off the line. There's 750, give or take, 101. So like I say, there's a lot to play for in there. And some of the inserts, I think a lot of people are sometimes critical of the normal inserts within Prism, that they're not that nice looking. They're kind of just there as fodder in the pack, so to speak. But there we go.
Roughly about 1.666 per case, black shimmer.
Which that is not a bad gamble. That is not a bad gamble to be a part of in a break, or if you're fortunate enough to personal one, which would be lovely. But some of these inserts, I think, are very, very nice. The 2000, and I think it's 14 throwback prism. I think it's 14 rather than 12. I always get mixed up. 14.
Yeah.
Is a lovely insert, throwing it back to the early days of prism in the NBA. I remember the lovely Kobe Bryant first prism card, which is an absolute beauty to look at. Another
2012
great
flashback. Sorry,
oh, wrong. 2012. I always get mixed up between 12 and 14. The Kobe one of that one is unbelievable. And if you see that in a PSA 10, the price it does, it's because it's a very nice looking card. But obviously, we've seen this in NBA and we've seen this in NFL, the throwback. So it was intriguing to see if they went down the same lines of throwing it back for the Premier League as well, which they have done. But got to say, H, these inserts, obviously, we can include kaleidoscopic in there as well. We can do talisman as well in there, the fireworks, the inserts, which are just normally a bit meh. All of them are generally quite nice, I'd say, this year.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree. I think, you know, so I think particularly fireworks, normally where everyone's sort of like, oh yeah, it's just, you know, that typical insert, just, you know, it's nothing spectacular. But yeah, I can't lie, they've smashed the designs out the window this year. You know, kaleidoscope, obviously fireworks, talisman, sublime, you know, they all look, I mean, sublime particularly, I don't think I've seen a sublime yet that's been, and obviously it was like the paint sort of, you know, dropping down the card obviously last year, but I don't think I've seen a sublime that's been pulled yet. Obviously, you know, you've seen the color blast and whatnot obviously pictured around, but I don't recall seeing a sublime yet. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they've smashed the inserts again. That's just all round, obviously, a great Prism release. I think the only other thing that I would say that lets Prism down is just the amount of parallels. You try and rainbow a Prism. If you complete a Prism rainbow, I take my hat off to you, because there are so many different parallels, and you've got what, 4 one-of-ones to try and collect, obviously, and just to start a rainbow if you like. So yeah, that's the only thing I would say that lets Prism down, is just how high the number of parallels and inserts are. But otherwise, yeah,
I was going to say,
fantastic.
It's funny because my next thing I'm going to talk about is a parallel, and it's one of the new ones they've added. Now, I've got to say, it's one of my favorite parallels. Obviously, it's a 300 card base checklist, and they've added 92 for each of them, so it's quite a big addition. But the blue, purple and white Prism, which number to 92 for the first year the Premier League was actually started and established, is a generally very nice looking parallel. Obviously, number to 92 as well, which is very much more attainable than some of the lower numbered parallels. I remember the pink, what they done at the Donruss Women's World Cup, which was to 23, which is quite a hard one. The cracked ices, which are notoriously to 23. But then, like I say, first off the line for Chronicles is to like 18. So having that kind of addition, yes, it is a very big thing. You've got purple, which is not numbered. You've got velocities. You've got hypers. You've got a lot of different stuff. But as we say, it aesthetically looks very good. The to 92 is a very nice one. And I've got to say, H, it's a very interesting checklist as well, that they've gone quite heavy. Obviously, the so-called big six have got more spots than the other teams in the league. So are you a fan of, obviously, for us, we're talking from a biased perspective of being a team with the more amount of players. But do you like seeing the so-called bigger teams with more players, or do you think it should be split evenly across the whole league so everyone's got the same amount of cards?
It depends what way you look at it. So I think Panini look at it from a sales point of view, which obviously, you know, you put in more Man City cards, you put in more Arsenal cards, you put in more Liverpool cards, you've got the bigger collectors that are going to put more money into these sets, arguably, you know, and you take in consideration Leeds. You know, I think I already know Dan, Church of Cards, collecting not Leeds, sorry, Luton. You know, it's Church of Cards. I think the only person I know collecting Luton. So, you know, it was, why would I guess would they pump in all these Luton cards when there may not be as great a return on them? That's something that I think the way they've done it. No, in my opinion, I believe it should be split a lot fairer. I think it should be even across the board. It should be, you know, X amount of players per team. You know, arguably for like Colour Blast and inserts like them, I think, you know, yes, it should be split the way it's been split. But yeah, I think this should be pretty more of a fair split, I think, across the board would be. You know, I'd like to say Colour Blast per team, I think would have been yeah, nice. You know, a couple of more for the bigger teams possibly, like, you know, two or three even Colour Blast per sort of big six, if you like, and then at least one per team elsewhere. But there we go.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, I've no doubt we're both going to be collecting certain players or certain designs / parallels / inserts. Before we talk about that, obviously, we've briefly mentioned Colour Blast. There's one we haven't spoke about, which is Manga. It was very much like Marmite during the World Cup Prism of people either loved it or hated it. I'm personally a massive fan of it. I really like that artwork. I've always been a fan of that kind of artwork. Obviously, helps when two of your PC players manage to get Mangas, but there's about five for Arsenal. Mangas, some players, I've got to admit, do look a bit weird in their pictures that you wouldn't necessarily know it's them or not. But then on the other side, the ones that are generally good looking look like the players as well. Mangas, another thumbs up from me. I think it's been a very nice insert. And one per case, all right, still case hit, but attainable at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think we had a sort of a similar opinion when it came out in, obviously, Road to Qatar. I think when obviously we had a couple of mangas that were a bit like, it doesn't really look like the player themselves. It looks a little bit odd. It's a little bit too cartoony. But I think, yeah, there's so many incredible mangas. I know, obviously, for us, you've obviously got Ødegaard, Martinelli, Gabriel, Havertz, Henri, which looks incredible. So yeah, I think manga for me as well has been a massive win. And definitely one that I'm going to try and get a couple of the mangas from the Trossard as well in there. Going to be another one that I'm going to try and sort of try and get my hands on. So Yeah, I think I've seen one Trossard sale already, which I think what we said about earlier went for about $125. So be interesting to see again where they sort of plateau out, where they sort of start ending. At the moment, obviously, everything's on the uprise, everything's sort of brand new out, prices are through the roof. So I think it'd be interesting to see where some of the different parallels, inserts, case hits tend to sort of, sit at once, the next couple of weeks. But yeah, Manga is definitely a big addition to Panini Prism Premier League.
I know you just mentioned there, obviously, like Trossard manga. Have you got certain cards within the set that you're looking to pick up or go after? Or is it a case of enter a few breaks, see what you get, and then go from there? Or have you got kind of a, even if it's a brief hit list of like, I would really like to at least get these from this prison?
Well, at the moment, obviously, I've entered a break with Dub Breaks. If you don't know, get to know. I know Ronnie's going to be shouting about it. But I've got Ødegaard and Arsenal Lovers, obviously, in that break. So I think for me, obviously, Ben White has always obviously been one that I've always sort of had a bit of a soft spot for, and obviously Ødegaard. So I mean, I'd like to get the Ødegaard manga. I don't think I've seen an Ødegaard manga, a picture of one yet. I don't believe. Unless Ronnie might rat his brain cells and find he's actually seen one. But I don't think I have. I know the Omri manga again looks incredible. Colour Blasts, obviously I'd love all of them, but I think sometimes they're obviously a little bit on the pricier side. But yeah, I think for me, definitely the Ødegaard manga. The Havertz and Gabriel. I mean, all of the mangas for Arsenal at the moment, from what I've seen, look good. There's none that I've sort of think doesn't look too great. So yeah, we'd love obviously any of the mangas. Groovy again. We've not really mentioned Groovy. That's I think in my opinion, I've taken a bit of a step up from last year. Do you think it looks a little bit nicer? So wouldn't mind have a Timber Groovy. Looks good. But yeah, apart from that, I'm just open to see what comes available and then see what happens from there. I don't know about you, whether you've got, I know you've got your eyes probably on a couple of your PC players, but
Yeah, I think it's no surprise people are going to know that I'm going to be going after, obviously, Kai Havertz's stuff. Definitely his manga is going to be the first one I want to, well, not first one, but that's the first one on my hit list. Him and Gabriel being two of my main Arsenal PC players, obviously now that Granit's left. Very fortunate enough to have hit a very nice card in a break last night. Obviously, talking about the flashbacks earlier, I managed to hit the flashback Declan Rice 2-8, which I cannot wait to get in person early next week. It was funny enough, they always say, and I think there's always a thing with the hobby, whatever spot is last to sell or say he's got the best a bit of luck. I picked up Havertz and I picked up Gabriel, which hit absolute all. Not going to swear like Jason because I'll leave that to him when he comes
ha.
on the podcast. Absolute nothing. And then I thought, all right, let me pick up. I think it was Poppy who was breaking it over on Instagram. And she went, only after spot left, Declan Rice. So I said to her, like, how much? I think she had it up for whatever it was. And I was like, we sorted out a deal. And I thought, why not? First off the line, probably won't be able to buy into a case again of it. And funnily enough, that was the only, there was quite a few after hits of it. Thomas Partey hit a couple. There's another few
Saka,
up
I
in
think, a
number.
couple of hits
Yeah,
as well.
Saka added to 25, I believe, from one of the kaleidoscopic. But yeah, the flashback Declan Rice, which I'm over the moon about. That's another one I just can't wait. Obviously, his first prism as an Arsenal player. Just very happy with that one. So I might pick up another parallel of that if it comes. But like I say, it won't be too cheap, that one. And I think the only other ones apart from Havertz and Gabriel, I know you said Groovy, potentially Tim, but I want to pick up the Ramsdale Groovy. That's his only card in the set. So that'd be a nice one to pick up. Otherwise, it's like that, saying hopefully get lucky in a break or two here and there. But I probably won't enter too many more breaks with it, to be honest. I'll probably just slowly pick up the Havertz hobby parallels. And then I think the thing I'm debating doing is the /92, so the purple and white prism of each Arsenal player. And I think that would look quite nice all presented up. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great one. I know we said before for F1 Chrome, are you doing breaks or singles or leaving it? We're not leaving it because we've already bought into breaks, so that one's ticked off. And no doubt when the singles come available, we're buying them. So I'm not even going to ask that question. But overall, obviously, we look forward to Prism every year. Briefly, H, like obviously, it's still early days. We're only a week into it. Not even a week into first off the line, and only about 4 days into hobby. Your early assumption is it's definitely worth the wait, and now it's really this is where it starts to kick on. This is where you then start getting topped Chrome and all the other sets start coming around, Chronicle. So it's really the beginning of the hobby year for Premier League, Champions League, whatever set it may be. This is where it really starts getting nitty-gritty near the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think Panini have set the bar pretty high. I think obviously with this Prism release. So yeah, as you say, obviously it started the ball rolling now, obviously into the next sort of batch of releases. But yeah, I mean they've set the bar very high with the way Prism has been introduced. So yeah, obviously interesting to see also how the rest of the products then roll out and see what they're looking like. But at the moment, yeah, Prism's been a massive thumbs up. So yeah, they've started the year off very, very strong. And hopefully that will obviously continue into this year as well. So with Topps Chrome, with Donruss Chronicles, etc., etc.
Yeah, like I say, it's a brilliant start to the year. Obviously, start to the year, we are pretty much over halfway through Feb. We're looking into March now. And obviously, with that, obviously comes the Southampton Card Show in a couple of weeks' time. As of this coming out, it's a week and a half. So do make sure you grab your tickets for that one. Come down on March 2nd, obviously, to Novotel Hotel in Southampton. Should be an absolute great day. Obviously, it's a sports card only one. So that's the next show on the checklist, so to speak, for us. So we always, as I say, go over, make sure you show Martin some love because it's going to be a great show down there. I've all booked up. I'm waiting to get in there. No doubt everyone's going to be throwing Kai Havertz Prism cards at me, trying to get me to buy all of them. And I'll probably end up buying every single Kai Havertz Prism card in the room. So that should be really good. But like we say, yeah, again, a massive thanks to for Down for sponsoring this episode of the Top Loaded podcast. Do make sure you go. So it really is your number one spot for all your hobby needs. From supplies to card grading kit to slab mags for H when he does no doubt pick up a lovely prism card and wants to get that one all protected and looking all jazzy. And obviously, when you're over there, like a lot of you have, and like I say, massive thanks for all of you using the code TTP10 to save 10% off. But H, like we say, it's a great time to be in the hobby yet again when all it starts really ramping up, shows are going on, bright, like all the new sets are coming out. It's now, where we had quiet periods, it's going to be quite fun to be looking at sets, looking at cars, what their prices are doing, the season's getting really into it. So it's another great time as we now kick on into 2024.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the hobby definitely has taken up a couple of notches in the last sort of, what, 72 hours. Obviously with the release of Prism, it's good to see so many people back on the bandwagon, back onto Instagram, back in breaks, back onto sort of, spotting what's being pulled and whatnot. So yeah, it's good to see the hobby back up again to a place where everyone's active, if you like. Everyone's out and about, everyone's looking what's going on, everyone's entering breaks into Prism cases. So yeah, it's definitely good to see again. Obviously, the hobby taking up a couple of notches. The title race is fully on as well. Obviously, in the Premier League, I think after this weekend, City dropping points. Obviously, recording this as of Saturday evening, so obviously City have dropped points. Arsenal and Liverpool have picked up 3 points each. So yeah, it's definitely looking forward to seeing what the next couple of weeks have in store.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad Saturday. Obviously, it was at the Emirates for the sold-out fixture, Arsenal Man U, which was still remarkable and still a bit overwhelming when you see a full-out to Emirates Stadium for the women's fixtures. But like I say, it's been an absolute blast this week, no doubt. Obviously, coming up over the next couple of weeks, it's only getting busy and better as well. And no doubt, obviously, pickups will start flowing. Hopefully, there's going to be some big break pulls landing in for some future episodes, which hopefully from next week onwards, there should be some results of breaks. Not just the good, but of the bad as well. Because as we say, if you are participating in breaks, always realize that there's a high chance of not hitting anything. So you are gambling with your money. So just always remember at the end of the day, it's easy to keep chasing after a loss. But if you can, if obviously if you're enjoying it and you've got the resources to do it, feel free. But don't get yourself in a situation where you're regretting getting into break. So just enjoy yourself in the hobby, buy, sell, trade, and all that good jazz. But most importantly, happy hobbying and good night.